This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: the weekend that Dubai chocolate sensation blew up and changed everything. If you're in agri-food, you might want to pay close attention to this chocolate bar, not because it broke the system, but because it exposed a golden opportunity. Earlier this year, a Dubai chocolate sensation stuffed with pistachio, yes, that one, shot to fame on social media. Creamy, crunchy, and algorithmically perfect, Fix Dessert Chocolatiers Can't Get Naif of It racked up over tens of thousands TikTok views, inspired zillions of remakes, and turned pistachio-laced indulgence into a global craving. Within weeks, brands across the globe raced to replicate the viral success. Within months, pistachio kernel prices jumped 30%, Iranian exports to the UAE surged 40%, and US growers shifted strategies to meet rising demand. This wasn't just a snack, it was a signal. Because here's the twist: just maybe the food system didn't fail. Maybe it just wasn't quite fast enough. What if this isn't a cautionary tale, but a playbook? While many panicked at the pistachio shortage, some producers adapted quickly. Iranian exporters moved quickly to meet demand. Retailers already stocked pistachio-forward SKUs saw sudden sales. Those with nimble supply chains were rewarded with virality, visibility, and velocity. As Dutch food futurist Jaco van Kool points out, social media has become a demand machine. One trend can suddenly shift global trade flows and reshape what's profitable, literally overnight. Exactly. So the question isn't should it happen, it's are you ready when it does? In a world where TikTok can do more than 10 years of category development in one weekend, agility isn't a bonus, it's the business model. But responding to a trend is just the first half. As strategist Marit Veenstra puts it, trends play a huge role, but the pace is hard to keep up with and most of the time not sustainable. So how can we make health and sustainability the trends and actually get consumers excited about them? Indulgence clearly helps, but it's got to last. That's where long-term brand value comes in. If pistachio chocolate can light up the globe in 48 hours, then the right product, one that blends indulgence, nutrition, and sustainability, could stay lit. Producers need not only be nimble, but strategic. What happens after the trend? This was no accident. It was a forecast in action. The pistachio bar didn't go viral out of nowhere. It was driven by a combination of Gen Z taste signals, Middle Eastern flavor nostalgia, and snackable format appeal. All of it trackable. All of it predictable if you're listening in the right places. This is where tools like Trenos and SIGINT come in. When you know what's building, you can respond before it breaks. You can test, you can launch, you can own the moment and the aftermath. Because the food world is no longer a slow-moving ship. It's a speedboat driven by memes, moods, and market gaps. The Dubai pistachio bar didn't break the system. It exposed its pressure points and its potential. Trends will keep coming. The real challenge isn't to slow them down, it's to stay with them, shape them, and build products capable of riding a wave and outlasting it. So next time the algorithm offers you a golden moment, take it. But bring a plan and your palate. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.